After weeks of negotiation, the Tasmanian government has announced the state-owned Hydro Tasmania has reached an in-principle one-year power deal with Bell Bay Aluminium. The current 10-year agreement is set to expire on the 31st of December. But after a year of uncertainty for the industry nationally, what is the future of aluminium in Australia? Marganita Johnson is the Chief Executive of the Australian Aluminium Council and joins me now in the studio. Marganita, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Sally.
What do you make of this deal struck between the Tasmanian government? Is it a lifeline for the industry or just an interim fix in your view?
Look, yesterday's announcement between the Tasmanian government and Rio Tinto's Bell Bay Aluminium to extend by that 1 year, I think is an important stepping stone towards what we obviously hope is a long-term solution. It's very good news for the people of who are employed at the smelter, the people of northern Tasmania, and the people who recognises the important role that that smelter plays in the Tasmanian grid. It is a stepping stone. It does buy time for a more detailed negotiation, but there are some other things in play in terms of how the smelter works with the Green Aluminium Production Credit, which were important to still finish those negotiations, and they're still currently live, hence the one-year extension that is in place.
How would you describe the health of the aluminium industry across the country right now?
I've worked in this sector for 25 years, and glass half full, I've never seen the sentiment towards it so positive. Glass half empty, I've never seen it face so many challenges. So we have a great long-term future, but we are facing an energy transition, and smelters are very large energy users. And so we've always been the proverbial canary in the coal mine who are at the face of this. And so we are facing those challenges. And what we're seeing is long-term contracts that all expired between 2025 and 2029 are coming off all at once, and that's why we're facing this real period of intense scrutiny at the moment in terms of what is the future of Australian aluminium.
So we've got the energy transition happening. What about the global climate at the moment?
The global climate in some ways for aluminium is very good. Aluminium is highly correlated with the energy transition and also with urbanisation. So the growth forecast for aluminium over the next decade and the next decades, I should say, to come is very, very strong. You know, the world will demand aluminium. Aluminium is used in poles, it's used in wires, it's used in construction. So as countries urbanise, but also as they undertake the energy transition, things like solar panels use a lot of aluminium. Wind towers use a lot of aluminium. Batteries use a lot of aluminium. So we will need more and more aluminium. Australia has one of the world's largest resources of bauxite, which is the ore that is used to make aluminium. So we are in a prime place to turn that ore into alumina and then into aluminium that the world needs and supply those global markets. We've just got to work hard to get the energy transition right to make sure we can keep doing that value adding here in Australia.
So is the energy transition the biggest challenge?
That's probably our biggest challenge today. If I had a second biggest challenge, I would also say environmental approvals in terms of we need to be able to continue to mine that bauxite. That faces, you know, that's a topic which I know is very topical at the moment in Parliament House, is what's the future of how do we streamline, get faster, still protect our very precious environment here in Australia, but how do we get faster at making good decisions in terms of access to that bauxite?
And how is the industry preparing for its own transition to greener production, because the times are changing very rapidly?
Yeah, so aluminium is, in fact, I'm going to say easy. Nothing's easy in aluminium, but it is a lot easier to decarbonise an aluminium smelter with electricity because it's already 100% electrified. So we already use electricity. And in fact, the proportion of green electricity, if I can call it that, renewable electricity, renewable from non-fossil fuel sources that we use in Australia, has already been going up over recent years as the grid decarbonises. The other thing is that smelters actually play an increasingly vital role in supporting the grid during unstable times. So on days of what we call minimum demand, so when it's sunny and everyone's rooftop solar is pumping out the sun, the smelters actually provide an excellent ballast in keeping the grid upright in terms of we provide that base load power when essentially no one else is using it. On days of really high demand, when the grid actually needs some support, we can actually turn off, and we can turn off the equivalent of a lot of really big batteries. We can drop that load in less than a minute, as long as we come back on in about an hour, but we actually provide a range of services to the grid that actually help the increased penetration of renewables.
The source of the energy is one thing. The amount of energy that's needed for aluminium is huge. Is the industry capable of bringing that down?
Of bringing down the...
Of using yet less electricity in your production?
So, no. The short answer is no. In terms of, we do everything we can already to be energy efficient. Every tonne of aluminium we produce, as you say, does use a lot of electricity. We've worked every day for the last 70 years at the smelters that, you know, Bell Bay is 70 years old this year. It's been working every day to be as energy efficient as possible. When energy is 30 to 40% of your cost base, you are as energy efficient as possible every single day that you operate. So we can't go too much further on energy efficiency, but what we can do is change that source of electricity that we use, and that's what we have been working on and will continue to work on over time.
Emissions and waste?
Emissions, so we are, as our emissions, so about half of Australia's emission, of the total industry's emissions in Australia, come from that purchased electricity. So as that goes down, that will naturally decrease. In terms of waste, what we're increasingly doing is thinking of that as byproducts, because there are a range of different applications that we're finding as we develop technologies, and they're literally being developed in Australia today, fortunately, that can turn things like a smelter byproduct into a product called aluminium fluoride, which could be used, put back into the smelter, and or used in things like the rare earths industry. So with technology, we're actually finding new ways that didn't exist even a few months ago, let alone a few years ago.
Marganita Johnson, thank you for being my guest in the studio this morning.
Pleasure.